You work hard. Now play harder with the all-new Nissan Armada. It's big, spacious, and powerful. It features a twin-turbo V6 engine that delivers serious strength. Inside, there's room for up to 8 passengers, perfect for bringing the whole family along. With an impressive new engine, incredible towing capacity, and adventure-ready technology, this is the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge. Whether you're tackling tough roads or exploring new horizons, the all-new Nissan Armada is built to keep up with your adventures.
The Koivik Pod on Off the Ball.
I do think they still have a chance, but I'll say it's all going to come down to that derby, and I think United sort of has that confidence at the minute.
Subscribe to the Koivik Pod on the Off the Ball app now.
Off the Ball's Breakfast Bite, a bite-sized serving of Ireland's breakfast sports show.
Minutes past eight. Delighted to say Rob Henley is with us this morning. Rob, how are you?
How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
What, as a free man, as a civilian now, not involved in the day-to-day of intercounty Gaelic football, what's your perception of how it must be to be a goalkeeper at the moment, given all of the vagaries of the rule changes and the specifics of the kick-out? But what are you making of it so far?
Well, I think generally, I suppose there's a bit... hesitant about the new rules when they came in first, because I suppose the impact to the goalkeeping position considerably in relation to getting on ball and general play. But like overall, you can kind of, now that we're seeing it in action, you can kind of see it's been good for the game. So it's just one of those things that the keepers have to adapt to. But I've been lucky enough, I'm away from the county team, but I've been playing club football for the last 3 months. So I've been, you know, I've been able to experiment a bit with them myself. And you know, I think the big thing, and we're going to chat about it, is the kickouts. I suppose it's putting more pressure on the kickouts to be able to not only kind of execute under a lot more pressure because there's more bodies where you want to kick the ball, but it's, I suppose, a totally new way of setting up your teams for kickouts, both opposition and for your own kickouts. Like, it's definitely a learning curve for, you know, at club level, it's definitely a learning curve. You can see it in every game, but even at county level now, I think you're seeing it as well, that particularly the teams that are getting on top of kickouts are tend to be the teams that are winning games. So that wasn't always the case. We'd games in the, you know, in the past with Mayo and stuff where you might win 100% or 90% of your kickouts, but it wouldn't have a reflection on the game because teams are giving up kickouts. Now, if you're winning 80%+ of your kickouts and, you know, winning 50% of the opposition, you're probably winning the game. So that's brilliant to see. So I think, you know, from a goalkeeper's perspective, yeah, some things have been taken away from us. I do miss being able to get the soft ball back to me and in my 13 and been able to kind of carry it out a little bit. But I think what it's done is it's kind of put more emphasis on the execution of the kickout, but also your thinking and how you work as a team on your own kickout. So overall, I think it's been really positive. And obviously, you know, the basics of goalkeeping are still there. So particularly with the latest rule changes in relation to, you know, having to keep four players back.
The specifics of having to kick the ball over the 40-yard line, can I ask you, before we get into how the opposition might press that, do you have to think of yourself as a bit of a golfer now in terms of having different types of striking motions depending on what you're trying to do?
Yeah, definitely. It's like I can only speak for myself here, but we're definitely seeing it in the county game at the minute. But there's, in the past when it was just getting it outside the arc, you know, it was easier to play it through the gaps. You know, when the team would have kind of a zonal press on the full forward line, it was easier kind of to play it out through the gaps. Now that that distance has increased, you kind of have to commit to the strike a lot more and get it out through that. It's basically a 40-yard kick almost, even though it's not the exact same because the arc isn't that far out. And what we're seeing now is a lot more kickouts getting intercepted. So keepers are kind of backing off those kind of nice kickouts between the 45 and the 65, unless they're 100% on. Now, I do think if you look at, I know this from my own experience playing county, this time of year when the conditions are a bit off, a lot of those kickouts aren't really on anyways, you know, even in the old rules. I think as the conditions get a bit better, the surface of the play and pitch, I think we'll start to see keepers, you know, particularly the top keepers, start to pick those kickouts off a little bit more, just because the conditions be better. And I think we'll start to see a lot more marks kind of just over the 45, between the 45 and 65, which is probably not there at the minute. And what we're seeing is a lot more contested kickouts, particularly when there's a pressure moment in the game. I think what you're seeing is keepers are just having to go along to kind of 50-50 break zone a lot more. So I'm interested to see how it develops as the summer kind of progresses, particularly in the group stages and even actually the provincial finals this week.
Take a detour from the ordinary.
Owen, it's finally here. Your 10-part documentary, Diverted.
Took a long time.
It's time to get diverted.
This has taken too long, but finally glad that it's here.
Join Owen Sheehan as he brings you the conversations you didn't know you needed to hear.
It's like the content version of your eyes being bigger than your belly or whenever it comes to food.
From the unexpected to the unforgettable, Diverted explores it all.
For some reason, I've decided to hitchhike through Argentina.
Irlanda.
Holanda.
Irlanda.
Irlanda.
Irlanda. See, see, see.
Available for free on all Off the Ball channels. Divert it on Off the Ball.
You work hard. Now play harder with the all-new Nissan Armada. It's big, spacious, and powerful. It features a twin-turbo V6 engine that delivers serious strength. Inside, there's room for up to 8 passengers, perfect for bringing the whole family along. With an impressive new engine, incredible towing capacity, and adventure-ready technology, this is the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge. Whether you're tackling tough roads or exploring new horizons, the all-new Nissan Armada is built to keep up with your adventures.
Now, we are sticking with hurling, and I'd say Brian Gavin is with us after a relatively controversial weekend. Brian, how are you?
I'm very good, Ger, and yourself?
I'm good. Look, it's very difficult to know what to make of everything that's going on at the moment, because it feels a little bit like we're in that early stage of the championship where loads of stuff is under the microscope and we end up getting a bit distracted by the stuff that's happening as opposed to talking about hurling because, well, Jesus, who knows what's going on in Munster at the moment. So what do you make of the... let's start with them in sequence. The pre-throw-in, getting-to-know-you stuff, which has clearly gone too far. But what is there a solution to this?
Well, it's hard to know whether there's a solution. Do we do what the football do? Maybe just have two players in the middle of the field and one either side. Do we start a game with a puck-out from the keeper from each end after whoever won the toss? You know, there's maybe two possible solutions, but I think the referees are under enough pressure, Ger, but what players and management are at the moment, what we've seen in the last 2 weeks, is borderline ridiculous, to be honest with you. It's so hard to referee a Munster Championship game or a Leinster Championship game, especially in the home and away venues. You're already under pressure without maybe 28 players digging into each other, because the only two that's not digging into each other is the keepers. They have no one to dig into. So, like, where has this come from this year? You know, we all had it here and there, and I'd love tough, hard, fair hurling. I love the ref tough, hard, fair hurling. But is squaring up to a fella when there's no ball and giving him a dig or a kick or trying to trip him or trying to drag him to the ground, where is that part of the game or part of the rules? How do you police it? I think after what happened at the weekend, Ger, with Darren McCarty, he was the one that was caught. Probably Declan Dalton was fortunate he wasn't caught. So it has to stop, Ger. And I think after Darren McCarty's red card at the weekend, it possibly will, for the simple reason you probably had 400,000 or 500,000 people tuned in ready to watch the game. You had over 40,000 after paying. And that spectacle was over within 5 seconds. So, you know, players and management will have to own up to the carry on. And especially their actions on the sideline, in hurling in particular.
There's loads in that, right? Ron O'Dwyer was making the point that the game was essentially over at that stage, but that actually there needs to be some way of allowing the heat to come out of the adrenaline, the pre-match. There's the parade, there's everything that goes into it, there's the final team talk, there's the final huddle, the ball, then there's probably 20-25 seconds before the ball gets thrown in, and in that there's the room for the chaos to explode. Do you have any experience of what you would have done that prevented this, or were you just fortunate that it didn't happen?
It happened. I remember one Munster final, I think Tipperary and Waterford, just looked to me right, and two lads were squaring up during the start, and it just went over and flashed two yellow cards before I threw in the ball. And that thankfully, you know, quenched the whole what's going on. Going back to your point and the point that was made yesterday on the pod, and another really good hurling man, Liam Gleeson in Waterford, was rang me yesterday about this. Should one player, you know, at the start of a game be the detriment of the rest of your team? You know, I know it's a team sport, but if one player lets the whole side down, he was saying should we have a sub to come on for him? He misses that game and he misses the next two games. He's after letting himself down. He's the instigator of this. So is that going too far? You know, but I think we need to tease it out. And to be honest with you, hurling at the moment is the envy of football, would you believe? I never thought I'd say that. Like, we just see so much now in the football this year, how easy it is. I'm reffing senior football in Offaly at the moment, league games, but all the feedback from the referees is, you know, it's so easier now to referee and there's no one shouting and ballooning at you. Like, the carry-on on the sideline in the last two weekends in hurling, the carry-on on the pitch, it just can't be tolerated. But going back to your original question, do we need to look at something if a lad does lose his head before the ball is thrown in? Should the whole team be punished for his action? But the problem you had last weekend, there was nearly 28 people at it. And the same the week before down in Ennis.
And look, I guess the difficulty is somebody loses the head, but they actually injure their direct opponent as a result of that. And then there's no punishment if you're allowed to sub off for the red card, but the person he injures is gone from the game. And then the imbalance is like, well, actually, he didn't let down the team. He took out their best player. So I can see, we were even talking about, and I know it's sacrilegious to talk about stealing something from rugby, but a 20-minute red card or something like that. Something that where the entire spectacle isn't ruined.
Yeah, because you take last Sunday, as I said, like, people had travelled, people had paid money. Like, the whole day was ruined for everyone. It was ruined for a lot of people here, even. Like, my father's a hurling man, he switched over to look at Dublin and Meath, you know. So it had a huge effect on everyone. Like, pure hurling people that, you know, just tune in of a Sunday. There's two Munster games on. And I know people love to tune in then and look at the football. And that's for a different debate. But it was just over. But we have to go back to the root of the problem. And the root of the problem was the management and the players, the way they conducted themselves before the slipper was thrown in. We go to games, we referee games to see hooks, blocks, good shoulders out over the line, physicality stuff when the lads coming through, you know, lads that say nail up. That's what we go to hurling matches for, to see the skillful player, to see the tough players. But we don't go to see what we saw the last two weekends, Ger.
To listen to this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast in full, become a member at offtheball.com/join now.
You work hard. Now play harder with the all-new Nissan Armada. It's big, spacious, and powerful. It features a twin-turbo V6 engine that delivers serious strength. Inside, there's room for up to 8 passengers, perfect for bringing the whole family along. With an impressive new engine, incredible towing capacity, and adventure-ready technology, this is the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge. Whether you're tackling tough roads or exploring new horizons, the all-new Nissan Armada is built to keep up with your adventures.